99-page bill adds $6 billion for veteran health care. It increases money for immigration and customs enforcement deportation. And it slashes non-government spending by $13 billion and cuts $20 billion from IRS enforcement.
But Democrats say they oppose the bill's priorities. President Trump's been in Florida all weekend, but in Washington, the Secret Service says it shot at a suicidal individual who may have traveled there from Indiana and pulled out a gun near the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next door to the White House. That person taken to a hospital, no word on their condition. Two people were critically hurt when someone rammed their vehicle into a CarMax store in Englewood, California. The driver was arrested, and brush fires on the east end of New York's Long Island forced the evacuation of a military base. At least two buildings were damaged. Smoke was billowing the air, visible for miles. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday with some high clouds moving in. Breezy southwest winds up around 25 with highs in the low to mid 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, mid and upper 20s. Breezy again Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 21 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be.
Kids from Toronto. Four lads. This is from the movies. Richard Whiting. Yeah, this is the version. And Margaret Whiting from Julia. The music of the stars.
I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening. kept my love so young, so new. My love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be
Mancini next. The year 1966. Francis Albert Sinatra from the movies. Moment to moment.
From moment to moment, every moment that I live, I live for every moment with you. To see you, to touch you, to imagine this will be the moment when a dream comes true. Just an ordinary day becomes adventure, such sweet adventure I never knew. And life such rainbows as I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you, I learn the secret of the miracle that love can do. From moment to moment with you.
Johnny Mercer added the lyrics. Here's Tony.
Take the moment, let it happen. Hug the moment. Make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. Or the moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head,
buzzing in your head,
warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment. Make the moment many moments more. Moment, let it happen. Hug the moment, make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. The moment will have passed. All the noises buzzing in your head, warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment, make the moment many moments more. Made for us a thousand more. Stephen
Sondheim. Right off Broadway, Richard Rodgers collaborated. Ernie Altschuler's orchestra. The music of the stars.
I've been waiting for the magic moment. You'll say you love me. Oh, how tragic. If the moment's magic never came to be, take me, in your arms awake me, never set me free. You and I belong together, together we're stronger than alone. Make our love a lifetime of magic moments all our own.
Take me in your arms, awake me, never set me free.
You and I belong together, together we're stronger than alone. Make our love alive.
That's off Broadway, too. Here's Julie London.
Moments like this make me thrill through and through. Careless moments like this, close to you. Nonchalantly we dine and we dance, and my heart seems to melt in your glance. Moments like this, with the soft lights aglow, and I long for your kiss, though I know I'd be just one of all your affairs. But at moments like this, who cares? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd be just one of all your affairs, but at moments like this, who
Dinah Shore had the hit on that originally. Here's Dinah, 1946.
The shadows are gone. This is the moment love has begun. Maybe there's danger, but that might be fun. At last you're here, and your lips are very near, and your eyes are full of kisses. This is the moment, you're the one. Thank you. came my way, I would know in a moment. This is the moment.
That's Leo Robin and Frederick Hollander's orchestra. On the Music of the Stars, it's 7:25 Central. This was a big hit in the 70s for Andy Williams.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment of sweet aloha. I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will leave me never. Here and now, dear, all my love I vow, dear, promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever. Now that we are one, clouds won't hide the sun, blue skies of Hawaii smile on this.
The Music of the Stars.
You're a young little girl, and you can't see past tomorrow. So sing, little girl, for the world is yours today. Life is but a moment. Golden moment slip away. Life is but a moment.
Edie Gourmet, that set of pipes never quits. And this is Joe Stafford on Capitol.
This is the moment. This is the time. Why don't we take it? Shadows till dawn, as skies grow bright, I'll be sorry that the shadows are gone. This is the moment love has begun.
Joe Stafford, followed by Matt Monroe.
They are so few, the precious moments of our lives. They fade from view, and when they do, we try to live them anew. Which would they be, the precious moments of our lives? If we could see into the past and maybe keep two or three, the moment of you, the moments of truth, and the moments of giving that make life worth living, the moments of joy and the moments of pain, and the moments we know we will not know again. Yes, these are the moments we all should recall. Moments and memories of dreams, great and small. Guess we were lucky to know them at all. Yes, we were lucky to know them at all. They're there to share the precious moments of our lives. Treat them with care, for they are rare, and let's be glad they are there. Treat them with care, for they are rare, and let's be glad they are there. Be glad they are there.
That's Matt Monro, and if you remember the melody on that, it's from Hollywood. The Invasion of Poland, 1939. It was written by Richard Adenzel. It's got several titles, that's one. And it's also known as The World Outside. And Roger Williams, Richard Adenzel, what a classic melody. Here it is. That's a great theme, and it's almost as good as this one by Carl Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. We lost our signal. One moment. Let me just get that back. I think here it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that's Carl Davis. Carl Davis, I sent him a note one time when he was appearing in New York City on stage. Oh, maybe with the Czech Philharmonic. I think, by the way, that was the Czech Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra. Carl Davis conducted, and I said, that is the greatest theme I ever heard. It's written for The World at War, which was a big theme and a big show on television back in the early 70s, A World at War. And Carl got the commission to write that theme. And when it goes down, one half note, you musicians will know what I'm talking about, just one, it lets the wind right out of your sails. By the way, you see what time it is? Look at daylight wasting time. Go ahead, relax. We've got a lot of time. The world is at peace almost. Well, here in the United States, anyway. When you tell time, note that it's daylight saving time.
Whoa, whoa! I am so sorry that you guys caught me sleeping. I know that I shouldn't be sleeping in the middle of the day. I got this awesome new clock, but I don't know how to tell time yet, so I do not know when to go to sleep. Hey, I've got an idea. Maybe you guys can help me. Will you help me learn how to tell time so I know when to go to bed? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Let's zoom over here to the clocks and learn how to tell time.
Got up.
This first clock we see is an analog clock.
The same brightness.
This is the new clock I got. To learn time, let's start off with an easier version of this clock.
Does anybody really know what time
it is?
There's
this guy who's a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning. The same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life might have gone on like this forever. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." The practical joker called every night 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock, and the phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? Or in Hollywood? Or in London? Or in Hong Kong? In Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over and he put them all over the walls and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown.
Suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, "Beep, the time now is..."
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is Raymond, your host at the squeaking door. Come in, won't you? Well, you're shivering. Cold? Oh. Well, don't let it throw you. Just remember that many are cold, but few are frozen. Well, our story, to be different tonight, is about murder. Murder and a clock. So, if you've got a little time to kill, let's do it now, huh?
Why, Mr. Raymond, nobody can really kill time.
Well, maybe not, but you certainly can frighten it. Didn't you ever hear of an alarmed clock?
Mr. Raymond, someday you're going to choke on one of those puns.
And won't that be nice, Mary? Then you can revive me with guess what, Lipton tea.
Oh, dear, must this go on week after week? Why must I talk to the only person in the world?
That was Raymond Johnson from Kenosha. Charlie Spivak and Irene Day on the Music of the Stars.
As soon as light of day begins to fade away, I slowly turn the magic key into the inner sanctum of my door, you wait forevermore, and love is like it used to be within the inner sanctum of my memory. Once again, you say the things you used to say. It seems we've never been apart. And once again I thrill and feel that burning chill when through my lips you drank my heart. No matter where you go, there's one thing that I know. Each night you'll always be with me within the inner sanctum of my memory. Once again you say the things you used to say. It seems we've never been apart. And once again I thrill and feel that burning chill when through my lips you drank my heart. No matter where you go, there's one thing that I know. Each night you'll always be with me within the inner sanctum of my memory.
Charlie Spivak, the sweetest horn this side of heaven, is how he promoted himself Who's going to argue with that? Here's Tony Fontaine. Leroy Anderson.
Simple as a man could ever be, and he was happy as a king, except for one peculiar thing. He had a clock that worked all right. It worked all right, but not exactly quite. Instead of going tick-tock, tick, the crazy clock went tock, tick-tock. The poor old man just raved and raved, because nobody could say why his silly clock behaved that hickory-dickory way. But now a famous man is he. He owns a public curiosity. From far and wide the people flock to hear the syncopated clock. Came to hear and see, but none of them could solve the mystery. They called Professor Einstein too. He said, there's nothing I can do, but soon the fickle human race will find another freak to take its place. And one fine day the man will hop the poor old syncopated clock.
Mitchell Parrish. Yeah, of Stardust fame, did the lyrics on that. Leroy Anderson. And Tony Fontaine. Not Johnny, Tony. Here's Edie Gourmet again. Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer was forever. Time, good was your first name. Every day a lesson with something new.
Feel you moving on as you
Peter Gourmet. The Music of the Star. That was released in 2017. Dick Hames.
I would like you to listen, pay attention and listen to a story that's old but never stale. I would like you to listen, pay attention and listen to a 20th century fairy tale. Once there was a princess, once there was a guy, and they fell in love one wonderful day. But she was a princess, he was just a guy. So there was the royal devil to pay. They were ordered not to speak to one another, and they knew the sorrow that would bring. Still they promised not to speak to one another, but they didn't promise not to sing. So beneath her window, tenderly he sang all the things he promised never to say.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Friday's the deadline for Congress to approve a new funding bill or face a government shutdown. And Saturday, House Republicans introduced a 99-page proposal. It would add $6 billion in spending for veteran health care. It also boosts spending on immigration enforcement and cuts $20 billion from IRS enforcement. ABC's Alex Perchet says
Speaker Johnson can likely only afford to lose one Republican vote, and already two have said that they're a no. Democrats call the bill reckless and troublesome and could use this moment to challenge the DOGE cuts to the federal government.
Meanwhile, President Trump has threatened to impose new tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy, the latest twist in the turbulent trade war. Vatican sources say several indicators show an improvement in Pope Francis's condition. Still no change in the 88-year-old's guarded prognosis. And two people critically hurt when someone rammed a CarMax store in Inglewood, California, and was arrested. This is ABC News.